Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear and humid with fog late, lows around 70. CNN quoting the Illinois State Police say one of the three suspects in the shooting death of a Fox Lake police officer is in custody, but the manhunt continues for two other suspects. Schools as far away as Genoa City on the line between Kenosha and Walworth counties were on lockdown after the police lieutenant was shot and killed this morning. Other schools in western Kenosha County were monitoring the situation about 10 miles south of the state line. The 32-year veteran of the police department, who was the father of four, was shot during a foot pursuit involving three men. He radioed for help but was found shot in the head. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The head football coach at Racine-Horlick High School is suspended one game by the school district for his reported racially insensitive comment to officials in a game last weekend. One of Brian Fletcher's safeties was called for an illegal hit on a Burlington receiver, sending that player off the field on a stretcher, but since cleared for practice. The Burlington Standard Press quoted Fletcher, with his team losing, as yelling to officials, "Would we have gotten that call if my safety was a Caucasian?" Fletcher was given a second unsportsmanlike conduct penalty of the game and ejected. He later cited frustration, but the story touched off a wave of discussion on talk radio and social media. The Racine Raiders semi-pro football team has a long and storied history in the city, and coming November 1st will be a special display at the downtown Racine Heritage Museum. A WRJN's Community Conversations Museum Director Chris Paulson said the story of the Raiders is unique in the history of the country.
They pack the stands. There are some thousands of people that show up for each game, and they're these loyal fans, and there's this remarkable relationship between the fans and the volunteers and the players that just, it's a kind of a unique, warm kind of family sort of culture around the team. And that's really characterized their history, and that's something that we want to emphasize with the exhibit.
The Raiders display, November 1st at the Racine Heritage Museum, will be open from 1 to 4 p.m. with some of the Raiders on hand. The Racine Unified School Board has voted to create a special 7-member committee for designating geographic voting districts related to board seats, facing a November 1st deadline as mandated by the state legislature ahead of the April 2016 election and needing to get its recommendation to the board by an October 5th work session. Dennis Weiser tried but failed to have the task handled by an outside company, calling it the quickest and cleanest route to go. Kim Plocky, citing experience with two state legislative redistricting, said a committee can handle the job.
I think that probably the best exercise in democracy is forming a committee, having public noticed meetings for that committee. But basically, I can see the school board functioning similarly to all the other local municipalities that we've got in our area and in the state. And I think we can do it too.
The 7-member panel will consist of Board President Melvin Hargrove and two other members, Racine Unified's attorney, a business staff member, and two citizens. As members of a special ad hoc committee featuring trustees from the villages of Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant, consider parameters of a feasibility study on creating a school district separate from Racine Unified, a citizen effort continues to raise the money, $30,000, for it to happen.
This past Sunday, a pancake breakfast was held, and according to Brian Day, who is one of the organizers and a former school board member, over 200 people showed up and more than $1,400 was raised toward the cause. Caledonia board members rejected funding the study without some more information. The 2016 Sturtevant budget is expected to include some money toward that study, which state lawmakers say they need to consider changing the way that unified districts can be dissolved. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Students went back to school today, and that means fall is not far behind. State Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett says the fall colors and a wide range of fall activities are the big reason why it's the second busiest season of the year behind the summer months.
Everything from our rich cranberry crops to our apple orchards, different fruit orchards. And we have festivals from the Bayfield Apple Festival to the Warren's Cranberry Festival that really are world-renowned.
Tourism brought in over $18 billion to the state's economy last year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.